WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood dopamine declutterer, back to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that affects every single one of us. Communication and conflict resolution. You know, those tricky dance moves we all try and sometimes fail miserably at when it comes to connecting with others. Ever felt like you're speaking different languages with your loved ones? Or maybe you found yourself stuck in a loop of arguments that just go nowhere. Yeah, I feel you. We've all been there. But the good news is, communication isn't some mystical art reserved for only the chosen few. It's a skill we can learn and improve with practice, just like anything else. And when it comes to conflict, well, let's be honest. Avoiding it isn't always realistic. It's part of life. So, instead of running from those inevitable disagreements, what if we learned how to navigate them with grace, understanding, and maybe even a little humor? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your communication game and become a master conflict resolver. 1. Listen. Really listen. This might seem obvious, but truly listening is harder than it sounds. I mean, we often get caught up in formulating our response while the other person is talking. Instead of just waiting for your turn to speak, try actively absorbing what they're saying. Pay attention to their words, their tone, and even their body language. It shows respect and helps you understand their perspective. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want to build a house on shaky ground, right? Same goes for communication. Solid listening is the foundation for understanding. 2. Embrace empathy. Put yourself in their shoes, literally. Imagine walking through life with their experiences, their values, and their beliefs. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but it helps you understand where they're coming from. When you can see things from their point of view, it's easier to approach the conversation with compassion and find common ground. 3. Choose your words wisely. Words have power, people. They can build bridges or tear them down in an instant. Be mindful of your language. Avoid accusatory you statements, which always put people on the defensive, and opt for I statements instead. For example, instead of saying, "You're always so late," try. "I feel frustrated when I have to wait a long time." See the difference? It's all about framing things constructively. 4. Find common ground. Even in disagreements, there's usually some shared territory. Focus on what you both agree on and build from there. It helps create a sense of unity and reminds you that you're on the same team, even if you have different opinions on certain things. Remember, finding solutions together is way more satisfying than battling it out. 5. Don't be afraid to take a break. Sometimes, when emotions are running high, taking a step back can be the best thing you can do. Give yourself some space to cool down and gather your thoughts before diving back into the conversation. It prevents things from escalating and allows for a more productive discussion later on. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Picture this. You're sharing a project with your teammate, and you notice they haven't contributed as much as they promised. You start feeling frustrated and a little resentful. Instead of launching into an accusatory tirade, you never do what you say you will. Take a breath and try using those communication strategies we talked about. First, actively listen to their explanation. Maybe something unexpected came up, or they're struggling with a particular aspect of the project. Show empathy by acknowledging their perspective and letting them know you understand their situation. Then, focus on finding common ground. Both of you want the project to succeed, right? Work together to brainstorm solutions that address both your needs and create a more balanced workload. Remember, clear communication is key to building strong relationships and achieving shared goals. So, there you have it. 5 actionable strategies to level up your communication game and become a master conflict resolver. Remember, effective communication isn't about winning arguments. It's about understanding each other, finding solutions, and building stronger connections. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to communication? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter podcast for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to navigate life with more clarity, purpose, and joy. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.